Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
If it's okay, I want to do a quick recap about
sure.
our specialty crop conference, just to make sure, because I kind of ran out of time.
Oh, it's okay.
Yesterday.
Go for it.
So anyway, I just want to mention again that we are going to be doing a virtual specialty crop conference, and that's going to be offered on November the 18th, which is on a Thursday. Kind of starts about 10, and then it goes to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's a lot of great opportunities of crops that you can hear about as far as how to grow it here in Kentucky. So if you're interested in getting this full schedule, just give the Extension Office in Warren County a call. Our telephone number is 270-842-1681. We do want you to go ahead and pre-register now, so that way we can guarantee you specifically what afternoon breakout session you would like to attend. So, Chris, thanks for that little recap. Now, one of the other things that we've kind of been seeing is we've had some fall invaders coming in.
Yeah, I'm talking about insects.
Yeah.
Not like Space Invaders. You're too young to remember the game Space Invaders.
So. I was going to say, I do not.
All right. Okay.
But, you know, it seems like when we get into this season that we're in right now, we always get some insects that are trying to come in the home, and there's a lot of people that are worried about it and call us, you know,
right.
after the fact. So tell us a little bit more about it. What's up with all these insects suddenly coming inside the buildings?
They're cold.
They want a warm place to go.
They want a warm place to spend the winter.
It's really simple.
It is really simple. That's all it is.
Yes.
And we get people, Kristen, you talk about this. We've talked about this all the time that, you know, it has nothing to do with your ability to keep house. It doesn't mean you have a dirty house or anything like that. The bugs are cold. They're coming inside.
And I guess because it's just all of a sudden you think, oh, my gosh, what have I done wrong?
What have I done wrong?
Yes.
You've done nothing wrong. Okay. All right. And so we're talking about bugs like stink bugs, which have been awful this fall.
They have been.
Okay.
We've had several at our office. Right. So
we're talking about lady beetles.
Yes.
Okay. Better known as lady bugs. And then just common attic flies, black flies. Okay.
Yes.
They come in, and then there may be a random other critter that comes in too, okay? And we start seeing a lot of those, all right? And all they're doing is coming in looking for winter harborage. So what do we do about it? Everybody calls, well, I got to spray. I'll be honest, a lot of times spraying's not the direction you want to go.
No, it's really not.
Just suck them up with a vacuum cleaner.
That really is simple. I mean, you know, you could even get a shop vac too if you don't want to use your own personal vacuum, home vacuum cleaner.
Or shoving the Roomba up the wall. But anyway, that's...
I don't think I've ever seen that done.
Well, I don't think I have either. I just thought about it. But sucking them up with a vacuum cleaner, that seems to work pretty well, especially because a lot of times I think we're catching these where? We're catching them in the windowsills, right around the windows. A lot of times right by the door as well.
Right.
All right. Now, you can always attempt to button up your home a little bit.
Okay. Right? What do you mean by button up?
By buttoning up, basically, I mean filling little cracks and holes. And, you know, it as homes settle, as they age, as things happen, or maybe it could be a new home that just doesn't, something just doesn't fit well. You know, filling something up with a little caulk, whether it's silicone or some type of paintable caulk, or adjusting the weather stripping on the door. Sometimes that wears out, and sometimes we can adjust that.
I was going to say, I've painted, and whenever we painted around the door, took that caulking out, and so it does make a difference.
It does make a difference, okay? You know, some of my folks may want to install a storm door, okay? We're a storm door family. We like to leave the door open, you know, and let the light in. So
yes.
There are lots of things that you can do, just little things. But the big thing is to not worry about these. Most of these home invaders that come in are not dangerous to humans or anything like that. They're just looking for a warm place. Suck them up with a vacuum cleaner. Like I said, insecticides, that might be something you want to talk with your home pest control professional about. We can talk with you about it at the Extension Office. But a lot of times it's easier to just go with a non-chemical control of these. Maybe a little caulk, maybe a time to re-examine the home, and suck them up with a vacuum cleaner. But if you've got an insect you don't know what it is, and you want an identification on us, get in touch with us at the extension office. You can bring it in. You can send us a picture or whatever. And we'll do our very best to help you to kind of look out some of these fall invaders.
Yeah. Chris, thank you for all those tips this morning about common fall invaders. And if you have any questions related to today's topic, make sure to contact your local extension office. And make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to all our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hopdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.